Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, obviously coming into this College Cup semifinal tonight alongside Pittsburgh, Todd Yeagley's crew in good stead, especially with its depth and personnel. It's interesting to note the last two tournament wins, two goals in each victory, by the way. None of them delivered by Hermann Trophy finalist Victor Bezerra. The 11-1-2 Hoosiers have gotten goals from Herbert Endele, Ryan Wittenbrink, Thomas Swore, and a goal and an assist from emerging sophomore forward Maloon Gumbale, who certainly has found his footing big time for Coach Todd heading into this semifinal tonight.
Maloon is most likely the player in his finest form at the moment. We have a lot of guys that are in good form, but Maloon, you know, where he was earlier in the season, you know, had some ups and downs, really found his way. He brings great athleticism to our team. His composure and decision-making really has been the biggest improvement since the beginning of the year.
And hopefully that will continue that solid form by Maloon later tonight against the Panthers from the Big East. 8:30 ESPNU, as the Hoosiers have coached Todd to continue the journey towards a ninth national championship. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, they climbed to number 21 and have found ways to win, whether it's been offensive explosions or a going pitching effort like the one they received from Gabe Bierman last week out in Piscataway. First place at stake in the Big Ten for Jeff Mercer's crew as they move into Ann Arbor for a three-game set against the 23-12 Wolverines. The Hoosiers 23-10 going into this one.
When you talk to the guys and you're trying to create your environment and your mentality as a group, the one thing that you have to have at its core essence is the ability to just continue to compete and to fight. And you don't know how the game is going to work its way out, and you don't know who's going to be the one that does it. But in some way, shape, or form, you have the confidence to believe that if we just continue to push through mistakes and through errors and through bad things, that we're going to have an opportunity to win it in the end, whether it's on the offensive side or on the pitching or making a great defensive play. Those guys have continued to push.
I'll tell you one thing that's been strong from day one, and that's the pitching staff continuing to post some of the best numbers in the nation going into this Michigan series. The Hoosiers rank second in the nation in hits allowed per nine. They're third in ERA, 2.83, and eighth in the whip. Mentioning baseball tonight, the Reds back on the airwaves against the Rockies in Colorado, pregame at 8:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.